July 6, 1938. How everything triumphs in the divine volition, joys and conquests. The divine will as mother. Example of the sea and those who live in it. I am in the arms of the divine will, and I can say that I spend every day in its sea. Anything it did both in creation and in redemption, all its acts, comes toward me, telling me, we are already yours. See, with how much love the Creator donated us to you. And you insert your little love, so that the creative love may love in the created love, and the created love may love in the creative love, and both of them may be victorious. But as I was following the acts of the divine volition, I wanted to take all heaven in one jump, locking myself in the celestial region never to leave again. Oh! How heavy is this exile for me! If it wasn't for the divine fiat, that lets flow its rivulets of joys and celestial happiness, I don't know how I could bear it. And I felt embittered. So my beloved Jesus, who watches over me in everything and does not want me to occupy myself with anything other than living in his will, having compassion for me and sweetly scolding me, said, my good daughter, why do you embitter yourself? Bitterness clashes against my will, because it is the source of all the sweetness, triumphs and conquests. If the creatures feel bitterness, it is because they don't live in my will, and their will tyrannizes them, so they suffer from bitterness and remain defeated. Therefore, courage, my daughter. You must know that, as the creature lives in my will, she feels the need for her heavenly fatherland. She feels it already her own, so, depriving herself of the heavenly glory for love of me, I feel as if she would give back to me everything. In each of her acts, she gives me all heaven, the whole ocean of joys and happiness contained in the celestial regions. Wouldn't you give this content to your Jesus? Moreover, if I don't finish forming in you the kingdom of my will, how can I transmit it to the others? So, please, just let me do. After this, he added, my daughter, my love toward one who lives in my will is such that I behave as a mother who had a crippled son, but possesses the power to give her son the rarest beauty. This mother lies over him, warming him with her heat. By kissing and hugging him over and over again, she restores the use of his limbs. She makes him beautiful, and, looking at him, as the fruit of her maternal love, she feels happy. However, the mother doesn't really have this power, so she will always be unhappy with her son. But what the mother doesn't have, I do have. My love is such that, as she enters into my will, I lay over her, warming her with my love, to call her to new life. I kiss her again and again, I squeeze her to my heart to remove any evil that may shade her and take away from her divine freshness and beauty. Then I blow, sending her my recreating breath to regenerate her into new life and to give back to her the rarest beauty. Not satisfied yet, I form the throne of all my works and I put my will on it, as a king on his throne, reigning and dominating in this creature. Then, I can say, what else could I have done that I did not do? Could I, perhaps, have loved you more, and did not? You must know that my love reaches the point of excess, as the creature does her own acts in my will. I call in each act all of our acts, all possible imaginable acts that we have done, even the very generation of the Word, done by the Holy Spirit. The whole creation and my incarnation and time. Everything in that act, we enclose everything to be able to say, it is our act, a complete act, nothing can miss. And the creature must be able to say, in your will everything is mine, and I can give you everything, even your very self. Therefore our glory and love echoes in all our works, gathering everything, it pours even into our divine womb. Oh! How sweet it is to hear everything resound with glory and love to our Creator. But, who gives us the opportunity to receive so much glory? The one who lives in our will. After a while he added, my daughter, as the creature calls my will in her acts in her prayer, my will repeats that act together with her, praying together with the creature. and since its immensity is everywhere, the creation, the sun, all heaven, the angels and the saints feel within themselves the strength of that creative prayer, and all of them pray. The prodigy of this prayer is omnipotent and it involves all, giving itself to all. Only those who, ungrateful, don't want to receive it, remain without its effects. Therefore, my will possesses the virtue of prayer. Oh! How beautiful it is to see it praying in its divine way, and with its creative virtue that imposes itself on all, making everything pray. This prayer imposes itself on our divine attributes, making us pour rains of mercy, graces, forgiveness and love. It is sufficient to know that it is our prayer, to say, it can give everything. Now, you must know that, whether the creature does or does not do our will, whether she lives in it or not, she is already in its immensity. Or better still, my will is life of her life and act of her acts, and it continuously assists her with its creative and preserving act. Therefore, one who lives in it, can feel its life, its power, its sanctity and how much I love her. It happens to her as to the fish who lives in the sea and who knows it. She feels this divine sea that is her bed carrying her in the arms of its celestial waters. It feeds her, it makes her consume herself within it. It amuses and embellishes her, and if she wants to sleep, it forms her bed in its depths. Permits nobody to awaken her. It even sleeps together with her. Such is the love of my will for the one who lives inside its sea and who knows it that it does in her all the arts it wants to do. If it wants to think, it thinks in her. If it wants to look, it looks through her eyes. If it wants to speak, it speaks, keeping her in continuous communication, telling her many of the wonders of our eternal love. If it wants to work, it works. If it wants to walk, it walks. If it wants to love, it loves. My fiat is always busy with her, and she not only recognizes it, but she never leaves it alone. She sings more and more in its sea, because she knows that if she gets out of the sea she'll lose her life. The creatures that live in our will are our celestial residents, and with their love, they delight in forming the waves of our sea, to amuse us and make us happy. On the other hand, those who live in the immensity of our love, but do not know us, don't feel anything of this. They don't feel our paternal attentions, that press them to our womb. They live inside our sea as if they did not live at all, so unhappy as if they were not our children. They are like strangers, and since we are not known, we are forced by their ingratitude not to tell them even a word, and to keep repressed inside our womb the goods that we had to give them. And seeing our poor children dissimilar from us, only because they don't know us, is a suffering for us. Even if we gave to them, it would happen as the gospel says, don't give pearls to the pigs, because they don't know what they are, and they would cover them with mud and trample on them. Therefore, it is knowledge that allows creatures to understand where we are, with whom they live, what they can receive and what they have to do. So, those who do not know are the true blind because they can't see anything, no matter how many goods are placed around them, they are the vagabonds of creation.